Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero expressions and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025, and it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Ngozi Chijoke-Aguina. Ngozi is a lifestyle mentor, and she helps moms improve their energy by maintaining stable blood sugar levels and ultimately a healthy body weight naturally without medication or starving. So Ngozi, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Thank you for having me, Anna. AI has come a long way in my industry, and one of the ways we use it is in creating personalized health plans. AI is being used by us to create custom fitness and nutrition plans based on our clients' unique needs. And this makes it very easy for people to achieve better results faster than when they use generic plans made for everyone else.
That's awesome. So what's one practical application that you use AI in your business?
Okay, one of the ways we use it is I have one-on-one calls with my clients, with my high-ticket clients, and each one is unique. I find out their goals, I find out where they are at, and with that in mind, we work with apps on their phones to generate a process that will take them to their goals faster than what they have been doing before now.
Oh, wow. Can you go a little bit deeper on that? It's pretty interesting.
Okay. We have different apps, and all of them are AI-based. There are apps for intermittent fasting. There are apps for physical training exercises. And there are nutrition apps as well. When you put these three together, it helps when you put in the client's goals in each of the apps. It helps them. Like one of the notifications someone gets from an app for nutrition is when to drink water. The person is reminded during the day to drink water, to sip. The person is reminded to do certain things, to walk around, to get up from the laptop and move or stretch. So this way, the person doesn't get carried away by work. So it's easier to maintain new lifestyle choices this way with those prompts from those apps.
That is awesome. I'm going to say I'm very bad with following the notifications on my phone, but when I see them, I'm like, oh, I forgot to do this three hours ago when I got the notification. But that's so interesting. So I see that, I mean, you help moms improve their energy by maintaining stable blood sugar levels. Is this how you use those apps?
Yes, because it's all lifestyle based. They don't need anything external. They don't need medications. They just need to tweak what they're already doing or make a full turnaround considering what they have been doing before now.
That's great. That's super interesting. So tell me, for instance, what some general ideas or concerns that you've seen with AI in your industry, in your line of work, with AI, something that you say, oh, people are concerned about this, but it's not really true.
A lot. AI, from my perspective, has come to make work easier. It has come to make my business easier. I love automation. I love things that give me shortcuts. And that's what AI has done. Most people are scared because of the intrusion, the lack of privacy. That's what they call it. But the AI softwares need some information, and they are personal, but they need those information to be able to assist us. So for me, it is a win-win. It is all positive.
Right? Like, it's like, I mean, I guess that people are concerned because it's newish in some way. But of course, the AI will need the information, just like your doctor needs information to know how to treat you. This reminded me what you just said, that I was trying to get better nutrition, and I just asked ChatGPT, hey, ChatGPT, I need these macros, and I need, this is all I need. I like everything because I really love food. So can you help me build a meal plan for myself and my family? Because sometimes you go and you say, you ask for a meal plan, but it just gives it to you for yourself. But I need to feed my family. So can you give me a meal plan for myself and my family that I can be flexible enough? And it was wonderful. I did not have to think anything, and it gave it to me in 20 seconds.
Even your grocery shopping lists, ChatGPT will give it to you.
Yes. Do you use ChatGPT a lot, or what other AIs do you use?
I use ChatGPT, I use Gemini, I use Copilot. And is there any other one? I have all the, because I blog, I have all the article generating software as well. I think I'm a tech junkie.
What's your favorite?
Well, I use ChatGPT more often, maybe because it was the first that was introduced into the market. I use Copilots, or I use Bing Image Creator to generate some images, but I'm not a fan of AI generated images. I just want it for articles and to make work generally easy. So I don't have a favorite yet because I don't use all of them at the same frequency. So it's ChatGPT that is the work dog in my arsenal.
That's great. So, Ngozi, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
My website is Health and Beauty for Moms, number 4, Moms, MOMS. So from there, anyone can reach out to me.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Ngozi Chijoke Aguina. Did I say it right? Yay! For joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting Health and Beauty for Moms, user number 4, healthandbeautyformoms.com. Perfect. So if you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.